This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. This last week in Pakistan, Muslim extremists killed 9 health workers who were trying to administer polio vaccines to poor children. Most of the victims, rather, were women working for the United Nations-backed program. The attack has shocked Pakistanis around the country. The Pakistani government said it would not be bullied by extremists inside the country and vowed to continue its vaccination program. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports from Islamabad.
The shots rang out on Monday in the slums of Karachi, Pakistan's largest city. Masked men on a motorcycle killed 2 female health workers as they went door to door administering polio vaccines. Those murders were quickly followed by 7 more. Within an hour, an additional 2 women were shot dead in Karachi and another in northern Peshawar. By Wednesday, the death toll was 9, 7 women and 2 men. Dr. Altaf Bosin is in charge of monitoring the national polio campaign for the Pakistani government, and he said the killings were unexpected.
We are very much surprised. I don't know why it has happened.
This has been so surprising because the government has had vaccination programs before, and they have never sparked such violence. The workers' deaths made the front page of all the major newspapers here. On Wednesday, the UN said the safety situation was so out of control, it was forced to pull its workers from the field. Bosin said the Pakistani government would go it alone.
Our aim is to reach every child, everywhere which is available in country. We will not be a lost country to eradicate, but we will try to eradicate as soon as possible.
Eradicate, he said. He means Pakistan will not be the last country to eradicate polio. Pakistan is in a race of sorts. It's one of 3 countries in the world where polio has not been wiped out. The other 2 are Afghanistan and Nigeria. Last year, there were nearly 200 cases of polio in Pakistan, mostly in the slums of Karachi, the tribal regions, and Balochistan. This year, the number is a bit less than 60. So the killings have been a setback. Extremists in Pakistan have come out against the vaccinations, saying it's part of a broader plot against Muslims. They claim the vaccines actually sterilize Muslim children, and they accuse health workers of being spies.
It doesn't relate with the spying.
Dr. Malik used to run vaccination programs for the Pakistani government. He asked that we only use his last name so he could be more candid.
The question being asked during the household interview, that how many children do you have? They're not asking about the adults.
In other words, the health workers aren't asking where people are from or what religion or tribe they are, he says. All the focus is on the children. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but there are some clues. The workers in Karachi were gunned down in Pashtun neighborhoods where the Pakistani Taliban are thought to be hiding. And the shootings up north were in tribal lands where the Pakistani Taliban also have a presence. Analysts say that the Taliban are not claiming responsibility because they want to avoid a backlash. 36-year-old Malik Tabassum is from Islamabad, and he says the government should send the workers out with guards. The government should provide them with security, he said. Then they can do their work. The Pakistani government has already planned another vaccination campaign for mid-January. The reason for the rush is because officials are trying to vaccinate during the dry season, which is over in 3 months. This is the time of year when the polio virus spreads less effectively and when health officials have the best chance of stamping it out. The UN, for its part, has already said it would support the January campaign. It just hasn't said how. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Islamabad.